Escuelas oficiales de idiomas. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B1. Tarea 1. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer los ejercicios correspondientes a esta tarea. A continuación de la lectura, escuchará dos veces el texto o los textos orales correspondientes a la tarea 1, con un intervalo de 20 segundos. Tarea 1. Primera audición. Texto 0.
Well, well. Jack Sparrow, isn't it?
Captain Jack Sparrow, if you please, sir.
Well, I don't see your ship. Captain?
I'm in the market, as it were.
He said he'd come to commandeer one.
I told you he was telling the truth. These are his, sir.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
Commodore, I really must protest.
Pirate or not, this man saved my life.
One good deed is not enough to redeem a man of a lifetime of wickedness.
Though it seems enough to condemn him.
Indeed.
Finally.
No, don't shoot!
I knew you'd warm up to me.
Texto 1.
The future of the world lies in its urban environments. More than half the world's population live in cities, and that number is growing. This rapid influx of people creates possibility, but it also creates challenges. How can the cities of today grow and thrive to become the places we want to live in tomorrow?
Texto 2.
People ask me,
Thor, how can I be like you, the strongest man on Earth?
Well, the answer is right in front of your eyes, sparkling water.
This is my brand, Heavy Bubbles. We have 2 kilos, 5 kilos, and 10 kilos.
What if I can't carry it?
If you can't carry, you can't drink. You die.
You can even become stronger just by carrying it back home from the supermarket.
What if I bought other stuff?
Don't buy other stuff. Heavy Bubbles. Sparkling water that makes you sweat.
Texto 3.
The headlines. Zimbabwe's president Emmerson Mnangagwa has returned home from Europe, accusing demonstrators of wanton violence in their protest about fuel prices. He also criticized the police and army, saying that misconduct was a betrayal of the new Zimbabwe. The International Committee of the Red Cross has issued a new warning that climate change, combined with growing violence in the Sahel area of Africa, is creating an explosive combination. Britain's Prime Minister has told Parliament she will go back to Brussels to try to win more concessions from the EU on Brexit. She hopes for movement on the contentious issue of the backstop. The leaders of France and Germany will sign a treaty this morning, pledging closer cooperation in areas.
Texto 4.
Today, President Mandela takes office in Pretoria, balancing black aspirations with white fears.
Remember this day, boys. This is a day our country went to the dogs.
Brothers, sisters, this is the time to build our nation. All of the whites are cheering for South Africa. All of the blacks are cheering for England. How long before the World Cup?
Don't get your hopes up. We're a damn disgrace.
I've been invited to tea.
Texto 5.
They're gonna kill me for sure.
Did you do it?
There was somebody else there.
He was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
No one knows where it came from or who it will visit next.
Nancy? Something wrong with you. You're a mess.
She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails, no one will survive.
Help me!
From Wes Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror.
Texto 6.
Morocco will not host the Africa Cup of Nations, and it will not play for the cup. Hello, this is Sport Today. CAF, the Confederation of African Football, have met in Egypt to consider their options for the tournament that was due to be held in Morocco in January, and they have decided in the past hour by releasing a statement that Morocco will not host the tournament and will play no part in it. John Bennett is here, our football reporter. You've seen the details of this statement. What more do we know? Do we know any more?
Well, 67 days to go until the start of the tournament. Big stars like Yaya Toure, Wilfred Bonny still do not know where they will be.
Texto 7.
Meaning the act of lying with a person. What word appears on a t-shirt that warns that it often leads to forking? Chopsticking, paring knifing, salad tonging, or spooning?
So being in high school, I've definitely, or when I was in high school, I heard a lot of this very often. So I'm pretty positive that the answer is D, spooning. Final answer.
That is correct.
Texto 8.
Hello there. Our weather turned much colder towards the end of last week, and for the week ahead, it is going to stay on the chilly side. Now, at the moment, we've got a cold front pushing southwards. It's been bringing some rain and hill snow into Scotland. Wherever you are, though, it's going to feel quite chilly this afternoon, with temperatures for most of us around 5 or 6 degrees Celsius. Now, overnight, our weak weather front continues its journey southwards. There could be a few spots of light rain or drizzle left on this as it pushes into the Midlands, and probably staying quite cloudy in the southwest. Now, along this front, there'll probably be some mist and fog patches, but aside from that, it's going to be a very cold night. A widespread frost could be one of the coldest nights of the winter so far in northern Scotland.
Texto 9.
Moss, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, my God!
Wait till I tell you.
Sorry, no.
Where's Roy? He really should be here.
Before you begin, I should tell you that I sometimes have problems processing big news.
Douglas has asked me to be his PA.
Oh, my God! His PA! Oh, my... Shut up! His PA!
What? It means personal assistant.
Thank you. Right, okay. What does that actually involve?
Oh, you know, picking up his mail, going to the supermarket for him, getting his washing. I have to say, Moss, it's a real step up.
Right, how are you going to do that?
Texto 10.
She's a replicant, isn't she?
I'm impressed. How many questions does it usually take to spot one?
20, 30 cross-referenced.
It took more than 100 for Rachel, didn't it?
She doesn't know.
She's beginning to suspect, I think.
Suspect? How can it not know what it is?
Commerce is our goal here at Tyrell. More human than human is our motto. Rachel is an experiment, nothing more.
We began to recognize in them a strange obsession. After all, they are emotionally inexperienced with only a few years in which to store up the experiences which you and I take for granted. If we gift them with the past, We create a cushion or pillow for their emotions, and consequently we can control them better.
Memories. You're talking about memories.
Tarea 1. Segunda audición. Texto 1.
The future of the world lies in its urban environments. More than half the world's population live in cities, and that number is growing. This rapid influx of people creates possibility, but it also creates challenges. How can the cities of today grow and thrive to become the places we want to live in tomorrow?
Texto 2.
People ask me,
Thor, how can I be like you, the strongest man on earth?
Well, the answer is right in front of your eyes. Sparkling water.
This is my brand, Happy Bubbles. We have 2 kilos, 5 kilos, and 10 kilos.
What if I can't carry it?
If you can't carry, you can't drink. You die.
You can even become stronger just by carrying it back home from the supermarket.
What if I bought other stuff?
Don't buy other stuff. Heavy bubbles. Sparkling water that makes you sweat.
Texto 3.
The headlines. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has returned home from Europe, accusing demonstrators of wanton violence in their protest about fuel prices. He also criticized the police and army, saying that misconduct was a betrayal of the new Zimbabwe. The International Committee of the Red Cross has issued a new warning that climate change, combined with growing violence in the Sahel area of Africa, is creating an explosive combination. Britain's Prime Minister has told Parliament she will go back to Brussels to try to win more concessions from the EU on Brexit. She hopes for movement on the contentious issue of the backstop. The leaders of France and Germany will sign a treaty this morning pledging closer cooperation in areas.
Texto 4.
Today, President Mandela takes office in Pretoria, balancing black aspirations with white fears.
Remember this day, boys. This is a day our country went to the dogs.
Brothers, sisters, this is the time to build our nation.
All of the whites are cheering for South Africa. All of the blacks are cheering for England. How long before the World Cup?
Don't get your hopes up. We're a damn disgrace.
I've been invited to tea.
Texto 5.
They're gonna kill me for sure.
Did you do it?
There was somebody else there.
He was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
No one knows where it came from or who it will visit next.
Nancy? There's something wrong with you. You're a mess.
She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails, no one will survive. From Wes Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror.
Texto 6.
Morocco will not host the Africa Cup of Nations and it will not play for the cup. Hello, this is Sport Today. CAF, the Confederation of African Football, have met in Egypt to consider their options for the tournament that was due to be held in Morocco in January, and they have decided in the past hour by releasing a statement that Morocco will not host the tournament and will play no part in it. John Bennett is here, our football reporter. You've seen the details of this statement. What more do we know? Do we know any more?
Well, 67 days to go until the start of the tournament. Big stars like Yaya Toure, Wilfried Bonny still do not know where they will be.
Texto 7.
Meaning the act of lying with a person. What word appears on a t-shirt that warns that it often leads to forking? Chopsticking, paring knifing, salad tonguing, or spooning?
So being in high school, I've definitely, or when I was in high school, I heard a lot of this very often. So I'm pretty positive that the answer is D, spooning. Final answer.
That is correct.
Texto 8.
Hello there. Our weather turned much colder towards the end of last week, and for the weekend it is going to stay on the chilly side. Now, at the moment we've got a cold front pushing southwards. It's been bringing some rain and hill snow into Scotland. Wherever you are, though, it's going to feel quite chilly this afternoon, with temperatures for most of us around 5 or 6 degrees Celsius. Now, overnight, our weak weather front continues its journey southwards. There could be a few spots of light rain or drizzle left on this as it pushes into the Midlands, and probably staying quite cloudy in the southwest. Now, along this front, there'll probably be some mist and fog patches, but aside from that, it's going to be a very cold night. A widespread frost could be one of the coldest nights of the winter so far in northern Scotland.
Texto 9.
Moss, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, my God!
Wait till I tell you.
Sorry, no.
Where's Roy? He really should be here.
Before you begin, I should tell you that I sometimes have problems processing big news.
Douglas has asked me to be his PA.
Oh, my God! His PA! Oh, my... His... Shut up! His PA!
What? It means personal assistant.
Thank you. Right, OK. What does that actually involve?
Oh, you know, picking up his mail, going to the supermarket for him, getting his washing. I have to say, Moss, it's a real step up.
Right. How are you going to do that?
Texto 10.
She's a replicant, isn't she?
I'm impressed. How many questions does it usually take to spot one?
20, 30 cross-referenced.
It took more than 100 for Rachel, didn't it?
She doesn't know.
She's beginning to suspect, I think.
Suspect? How can it not know what it is?
Commerce is our goal here at Tyrell. More human than human is our motto. Rachel is an experiment, nothing more.
We began to recognize in them strange obsession. After all, they are emotionally inexperienced with only a few years in which to store up the experiences which you and I take for granted. If we gift them the past, we create a cushion or pillow for their emotions, and consequently we can control them better.
Memories. You're talking about memories.
Tarea 2. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer los ejercicios correspondientes a esta tarea. A continuación de la lectura, escuchará dos veces el texto o los textos orales correspondientes a la tarea 2, con un intervalo de 20 segundos. Tarea 2. Primera audición.
We are going to end today with the words of 15-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who addressed the UN plenary session last night.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 years old and I'm from Sweden. I speak on behalf of climate justice now. Many people say that Sweden is just a small country and it doesn't matter what we do. But I've learned that you are never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to. But to do that, we have to speak clearly, no matter how uncomfortable that may be. You only speak of a green, eternal economic growth because you are too scared of being unpopular. You only talk about moving forward with the same bad ideas that got us into this mess, even when the only sensible thing to do is pull the emergency brake. You are not mature enough to tell it like it is. Even that burden you leave to us children. But I don't care about being popular. I care about climate justice and a living planet. Our civilization is being sacrificed for the opportunity of a very small number of people to continue making enormous amounts of money. Our biosphere is being sacrificed so that rich people in countries like mine can live in luxury. It is the sufferings of the many which pay for the luxuries of the few. The year 2078, I will celebrate my 75th birthday. If I have children, maybe they will spend that day with me. Maybe they will ask me about you. Maybe they will ask why you didn't do anything while there still was time to act. You say you love your children above all else, and yet you are stealing their future in front of their very eyes. Until you start focusing on what needs to be done rather than what is politically possible, there is no hope. We cannot solve a crisis without treating it as a crisis. We need to keep the fossil fuels in the ground, and we need to focus on equity. And if solutions within this system are so impossible to find, then maybe we should change the system itself. We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people. Thank you.
You've just been listening to 15-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg addressing the UN plenary last night. She has called for a global school strike on Friday. That does it for our show. A very special thanks to Democracy Now!'s Mike Burke and John Hamilton and Sam Alkoff and Libby Rainey. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Tarea 2. Segunda audición.
We are going to end today with the words of 15-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who addressed the UN plenary session last night.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 years old and I'm from Sweden. I speak on behalf of climate justice now. Many people say that Sweden is just a small country and it doesn't matter what we do. But I've learned that you are never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to. But to do that, we have to speak clearly, no matter how uncomfortable that may be. You only speak of green, eternal economic growth because you are too scared of being unpopular. You only talk about moving forward with the same bad ideas that got us into this mess, even when the only sensible thing to do is pull the emergency brake. You are not mature enough to tell it like it is. Even that burden you leave to us children. But I don't care about being popular. I care about climate justice and a living planet. Our civilization is being sacrificed for the opportunity of a very small number of people to continue making enormous amounts of money. Our biosphere is being sacrificed so that rich people in countries like mine can live in luxury. It is the sufferings of the many which pay for the luxuries of the few. The year 2078, I will celebrate my 75th birthday. If I have children, maybe they will spend that day with me. Maybe they will ask me about you. Maybe they will ask why you didn't do anything while there still was time to act. You say you love your children above all else, and yet you are stealing their future in front of their very eyes. Until you start focusing on what needs to be done rather than what is politically possible, there is no hope. We cannot solve a crisis without treating it as a crisis. We need to keep the fossil fuels in the ground, and we need to focus on equity. And if solutions within this system are so impossible to find, then maybe we should change the system itself. We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past, and you will ignore us again. You have run out of excuses, and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not. The real power belongs to the people. Thank you.
You've just been listening to 15-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg addressing the UN plenary last night. She has called for a global school strike on Friday. That does it for our show. A very special thanks to Democracy Now!'s Mike Burke and John Hamilton and Sam Alkoff and Libby Rainey. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Tarea 3. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer los ejercicios correspondientes a esta tarea. A continuación de la lectura, escuchará dos veces el texto o los textos orales correspondientes a la tarea 3, con un intervalo de 20 segundos. Tarea 3. Primera audición.
When I was 25, I was a single mum with three small children living on a council estate in Brixton. I decided that something had to change, but what I didn't realise was that by changing my life, I also changed the lives of many other women all around the world. I woke up one morning in 1987 with my husband screaming that he was going to kill us all. He'd threatened me before, but I somehow hadn't taken it seriously, but as soon as he threatened my children, I just thought, I'm out of here. So I got a suitcase, packed up our stuff. I put the twins in the double buggy, got my three-year-old daughter, and we ran down the road. I phoned up Women's Aid, and a few hours later, I was in a refuge on the other side of London. I thought, so what am I going to do now? My favourite subject at school was maths. So I enrolled for a maths course at Southwark College, and the first day I went in, I was so scared. I walked into the classroom and it was full of mainly men in suits, and so basically I was petrified. But I saw a woman sitting at the back of the classroom, went and sat next to her. We became best friends, and in fact we came top of the class at the end of the year. I did a degree in computing, then went on to do a PhD, and eventually I got an OBE, which was amazing. I was really shy growing up, and I realised that if I really wanted to be successful, I was going to have to change from being a shy 25-year-old who was scared to even talk to people I didn't know, to someone who was much more confident. I've got a ritual that I do every time before I'm public speaking, and what I do is I go into the toilets and I will say things like positive things to myself. So I'll go, I'm an amazing person, I can do anything I want to do, or stand in more of a superhero pose. Just going away and doing that means that I go onto the stage feeling very positive and kind of like radiating energy. Last year I was speaking to 17,000 women in tech at a conference in Orlando in Florida. And at the end of my talk, I got everyone, so 17,000 women, to say along with me, I'm going to change the world. And you know what? We can. Always ask for promotion. If you think you can go for a promotion, go for it. Every time I could apply for promotion, I did. In several years, I got promoted probably 4 or 5 times. And that has actually just massively changed my life and enabled me to affect lots of other people's lives in a positive way too. I was in a classroom talking to maybe about 15 mums. And as I was talking, I started realising, oh my goodness, I'm getting a hot flush, feeling a bit hot. I couldn't concentrate, so I thought, well, I'm just going to tell everyone what's happening. And actually, that seemed to help us really bond with each other. The more that we kind of make ourselves vulnerable, talk about things that maybe we wouldn't normally expect to talk about, but just kind of everyday stuff, helps everyone to realise that we're all human and we all go through this. I've, over the years, changed myself by pushing myself forward, going for things that scare me half to death. The main message I would have to anybody is just get out there and do the things you want to do. You've only got one life, just go for it.
Tarea 3. Segunda audición.
When I was 25, I was a single mum with 3 small children living on a council estate in Brixton. I decided that something had to change, but what I didn't realise was that by changing my life, I also changed the lives of many other women all around the world. I woke up one morning in 1987 with my husband screaming that he was going to kill us all. He'd threatened me before, but I somehow hadn't taken it seriously, but as soon as he threatened my children, I just thought, I'm out of here. So I got a suitcase, packed up our stuff, I put the twins in the double buggy, got my 3-year-old daughter, and we ran down the road. I phoned up Women's Aid, and a few hours later, I was in a refuge on the other side of London. I thought, so what am I going to do now? My favourite subject at school was maths. So I enrolled for a maths course at Southwark College. And the first day I went in, I was so scared. I walked into the classroom and it was full of mainly men in suits. And so basically I was petrified. But I saw a woman sitting at the back of the classroom, went and sat next to her. We became best friends. And in fact, we came top of the class at the end of the year. I did a degree in computing, then went on to do a PhD, and eventually I got an OBE, which was amazing. I was really shy growing up, and I realised that if I really wanted to be successful, I was going to have to change from being a shy 25-year-old who was scared to even talk to people I didn't know, to someone who was much more confident. I've got a ritual that I do every time before I'm public speaking, and what I do is I go into the toilets and I will say things like positive things to myself. So I'll go, I'm an amazing person, I can do anything I want to do, or stand in more of a superhero pose. Just going away and doing that means that I go onto the stage feeling very positive and kind of like radiating energy. Last year, I was speaking to 17,000 women in tech at a conference in Orlando in Florida. And at the end of my talk, I got everyone, so 17,000 women, to say along with me, I'm going to change the world. And you know what? We can. Always ask for promotion. If you think you can go for a promotion, go for it. Every time I could apply for promotion, I did. In several years, I got promoted probably 4 or 5 times. And that has actually just massively changed my life and enabled me to affect lots of other people's lives in a positive way too. I was in a classroom talking to maybe about 15 mums. And as I was talking, I started realising, oh my goodness, I'm getting a hot flush, feeling a bit hot. I couldn't concentrate, so I thought, well, I'm just going to tell everyone what's happening. And actually, that seemed to help us really bond with each other. The more that we kind of make ourselves vulnerable, talk about things that maybe we wouldn't normally expect to talk about, but just kind of everyday stuff, helps everyone to realise that we're all human and we all go through this. I've, over the years, changed myself by pushing myself forward, going for things that scare me half to death. The main message I would have to anybody is just get out there and do the things you want to do. You've only got one life, just go for it.
La prueba de comprensión de textos orales ha finalizado. Deje su cuadernillo de examen cerrado sobre la mesa, compruebe que ha consignado en su portada los datos requeridos y siga las instrucciones del examinador.